This morning we are still in Luke chapter 18. I thought it was an appropriate passage because this is the passage where the little children, the parents are bringing their kids to Jesus, and yet the disciples kind of rebuke them. But it was timely that this fell on Mother's Day. So if you have your Bibles, you can turn to Luke chapter 18. Three verses today, verse 15, 16, and 17. The title is simply, Come to Jesus. Luke 18, 15. One day some parents brought their little children to Jesus so he could touch and bless them. But when the disciples saw this, they scolded the parents for bothering him. Then Jesus called for the children and said to the disciples, Let the children come to me. Don't stop them. For the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. I tell you the truth. Anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it. Heavenly Father, thanks again for your incredible word, these stories, your life, your words that have been preserved for us this day. Lord, I pray that you would open our hearts, open our eyes to have this childlike trust. Help us to have that childlike faith so we can know you more. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. I want to take a moment while I was in the Philippines. Pastor Bob, a couple of weeks ago, covered the beginning of chapter 18. And then last week, Pastor Pierre picked up with the story of the Pharisee and the tax collector and the praying, both of them praying. But a key lesson that I think we learned from that story is the importance of having the right attitude in our hearts, that attitude of humility, knowing that all of us are completely in need of Jesus. Only he can forgive our sins, only he can offer eternal life, and only he can strengthen our hearts and our lives as we live for him. But today, as we approach this passage, we need to learn the necessity of having childlike faith. As I look at the text this morning, there's two quick conclusions that I came to. The first one is this: Jesus loves people that others see no value in. And I'll talk about that in a moment. And the parents were right in bringing their children to Jesus. I think that's a powerful thought, and I'll speak on that for a moment today too. Let's look at that first thought, though. Jesus loves people that others see no value in. In the day that Jesus walked on the earth, children were treated much different than the children of today. In Bible times, children were really just treated like possessions. That's what they were. Their value was in their earning potential. So really, until a child was able to work or able to add to the family income, they were seen as a burden rather than a blessing. In fact, a very sad detail from Roman history is this. After a woman had a baby, she would show it to her husband. And if the husband accepted the baby would live. But if he refused it, it would be placed in a clay pot to die. Babies were often rejected in the Bible times by the father because, one, they could have been illegitimate, unhealthy, or deformed, or just the wrong sex. Or they were just considered to be too great a burden for the family. So it was allowed for them to put it in the pot till it died. That practice of killing children in that way was not outlawed as a capital offense until 374 AD. Can you imagine? In fact, you can kind of recall when Herod, the ruler of that land during Jesus' time when he was born, remember he had all the children, two and under, massacred. It probably wasn't considered that brutal and atrocious as it really was because of the way people thought in that day. They didn't have the same appreciation for newborns and children like we do today. And even though if at Infanticide was eventually outlawed. Here we are again today, once again, battling the issue of giving people power to kill the life of a baby. The irony of our country really amazes me. I don't know if you know this, but on the same day, if you remember, New York in the first part of the year passed a law allowing unborn babies to be aborted right up until the day of birth. On that same day, a new bill was introduced to the House of Representatives, and this bill was the Preventing Animal Cruelty and Torture Act. Same day. In our country, we want to do everything we can to protect an animal from torture and cruelty, but not a baby. Somebody needs to wake up. I don't even know if you know this. There's a law, the Bird Treaty Act of 1918, says that you cannot move an active bird's nest or the eggs. You can't, basically, you can't destroy the eggs of a baby bird. Yet our law allows you to take an infant's life before they take their first breath. Can't damage a bird's eggs. It doesn't make sense, church. But I want to make it very clear that the Word of God does teach us that children are valuable. Infants in the womb are valuable. Psalm 127, verse 3 says, children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from Him. They're not a burden. They are a gift, church. They are a reward. And if you have the opportunity to serve in our nursery or in our children's department, do not just think it's not important. What is happening out there in our nursery all the way through fifth grade today, we are ministering to them because they are important. They are a gift from God, and they're a reward, and we want to train them in the ways of the Lord. Psalm 139, verse 13 and 14 says this, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Listen to what God tells Jeremiah when God calls Jeremiah into ministry. Jeremiah 1:5, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nations. Church, God cares about us completely. He cared about you before you were born. He cares about us now while we're living on earth, and He cares about our eternity. That's why He sent His only Son, Jesus, to redeem us and pay the price so we could know Him and live with Him forever. What we see in the passage this morning is that we see the open arms of Jesus to children. But not just to children. Jesus welcomes anyone that this world dismisses. What the world doesn't see valuable, God does. Jesus always sees value in individuals. He looks past the labels. He looks past the person's appearance and sees one who is created in the image of God. He loves people, and that's why He gave His life for the people of this world. Church, Jesus loves people that others see no value in. Why? Because God values you. God values you and you and you and you, all of you, more than probably you value yourself. 1 John 3:1 tells us, see what great love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called the children of God. And that is what we are. Church, we are the children of God, and God loves all the people of the world. Red, brown, yellow, black, and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Let me move to that second thought this morning. The parents were right in bringing their children to Jesus. When these parents did bring their children to Jesus, we read that they're rebuked by the disciples, but then were defended by the Lord of life. Church, God's blessing is something every parent should desire for their child. In fact, we as parents have an obligation to teach our children about God. Exodus 18:20 says, teach them God's decrees and give them his instructions. Show them how to conduct their lives. And we as believers should know that Jesus is the only source of forgiveness and joy and peace and life. And if we neglect our godly parental responsibility to our children to teach them about God and his ways, we are essentially abandoning them to the world. I want you to know it is right to bring your children to the Lord. Always keep praying for them. And whether they know the Lord today or not, keep bringing them before the Lord. He does not grow weary or tired of your prayers for them. For the remaining time this morning, I want to talk to you, though, about having childlike faith. In verse 17, hear it again. I tell you the truth, Jesus says. Anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it. Jesus isn't saying, I want you to be childish. That's not what he's saying. But that we should be childlike. In other words, we need to have a simple, childlike faith, because without it, we really can't receive the kingdom of God. But as adults, we do like to complicate things. How many of you work somewhere where they just make it a little more complicated? And then they go, well, we got to simplify so we can make it more complicated later. It's just that back and forth. We do that. God never wanted to complicate our salvation. Though through history, churches struggled and said, well, you got to do this and that. They added tradition and all this. Well, Paul just puts it right back clear. That's why the Word of God is so important for us. Because we go back to Romans 10, 9 and 10, says, if you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you were made right with God, and it's by openly declaring your faith that you are saved. It's that simple. In fact, childlike faith involves childlike characteristics, which we all need. And one of those characteristics is back to simply a sense of trust and dependence. Most children do not have to worry about what they're going to eat or whether they're going to be protected. I'm glad, though, we have a ministry, Royal Family Kids, that ministers to those who do have not had that in their lives. And we try to bring that some love back into their lives. But most don't struggle with that. They just trust everything's going to be there. But sadly, as adults, we tend to lose that sense of trust as we get older. It happens because people we've trusted maybe have let us down, or we lose our sense of trust because we begin to rely on our own perception, our own ideas. We don't listen to the instruction of our parents or our family or our friends. We tend to know it all. And if we're really going to be a child of God, that means we have to come to God with a simple trust and dependence on him. Listen, we can know without a doubt and believe that the Lord has provided all that we need for salvation through Jesus Christ, his Son. He went to the cross. He paid it all for us. And therefore, you can set aside your worries and all of your fretting and all of your fears of whether I'm going to be saved or not, because I can put my confidence in the Lord and what he did. First Peter, remember Peter, the one who falls and denies even knowing Jesus, but is restored in relationship. He writes these words to us in 1 Peter 5, 7. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. I'm sure Peter at one point, Lord, I don't know if you're going to have me back. Lord, I don't really know if you're going to use me. Lord, I don't know. But he says, hey, I've learned I can depend on God. He came back from the grave. He has filled me with his Holy Spirit, and I can live for him. He loves me. He's for me and not against me. Cast all your anxiety on the Lord because he cares for you. We've got to get that kind of simple faith again as a child of God and know that our Heavenly Father will take good care of us. Amen? Amen. A second characteristic of a child is this. They have an unpretentious humility. Now, to be honest with you, this stage does not last long in their life. But it starts off. No pretending. I'm just who I am. Children do not rank those around them. They don't do that. They're not swayed by the brand of clothing you wear. You ever noticed? They don't feel the need to prove their own superiority to others. They're simply open about what they need or what they want. There's no pretending about them. And when they're hungry, they let you know. When they need their diaper changed, they let you know. Sometimes they walk up and, you know, they're just so open. And sometimes they're so honest and transparent, they embarrass the parents. I remember our little girls when they were little, and Easter or some of these days that we dress them up. And I remember we're in church, but they walk in with their little dresses. You know the story. You've seen them. Why in the world did we buy them those little frilly things underneath that they go, see what I'm wearing? I'm like, I told my wife, I said, I think they'll figure it out by age 16 that they're not supposed to do that. But they're just honest, and they'll embarrass us at times. If we could only be that honest with God, here I am with all my mistakes, here's what I need. And not to be crude in any way, but how many times do we just need to come to God and say, God, I need my diaper changed? The person who has that childlike faith, coming to the Lord with their hands open wide to God, God opens wide his hands to them. Don't come to God trying to impress him with your resume. Come as you are. Just surrender and submit. Be ready to listen and follow whatever the Lord tells you, and have this an unpretentious humility. A third characteristic of being childlike is having a sense of wonder. It's incredibly fun to take a child to their first amusement park, or maybe to a one they've never been to, or maybe a zoo. And fun to just watch them observe, and maybe even their first fireworks. They take it all in. It's like, wow. A child can spend an entire day playing with a magnifying glass or magnets. Spend hours watching fish swim around in an aquarium. But as we get older, have you noticed we lose our sense of wonder? Our attitude quickly becomes, been there, done that. Did you know that God wants you to have a sense of wonder every time you come into his presence? He wants us to have this ongoing passion to know him and to love him more and more every day. Church, we need to always be in awe of God. In fact, Jesus teaches us to pray. He says, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. God, Your name is great. God, your name is healing. Your name is provision. Your name is strength. Your name is life. Your name is joy. Your name is hope. Your name is peace. Your name is from everlasting to everlasting. And Lord, I'm in wonder and awe and reverence of who you are. Church, never lose your sense of wonder of who God is and what he has done in your life. We need to always have a sense of trust and dependency and unpretentious humility, a sense of wonder. I want you to hear the scripture again, verse 17. I tell you the truth. It's not a suggestion. It's not just another way. It is the truth. That anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child. These are not my words. Jesus said, if you do not receive the kingdom of God like a child, you'll never enter it. Church, if childlike faith is what we need as a part of being a part of the kingdom, we need to pursue that kind of faith. We need to just rest upon God's provision of salvation for us. I know times people are trying to go, God, am I doing enough for you? And others are trying to earn their salvation. It won't work. Let me remind you, salvation is based on the work of Jesus Christ alone, not on what you can accomplish. All we can do is believe in our hearts, confess with our mouths that He is Lord, and then rest in His provision. Rest in His work on the cross on our behalf. We need that kind of faith. We also need that childlike sense of trust and dependence on God because He will take good care of us. We need that unpretentious humility in our hearts. We need a heart that doesn't pretend to be anything more than what we are because God loves us just the way we are. But thank the Lord that He loves us enough not to leave us that way too. For some of us, maybe you need to open your eyes again to the wonder of God. Sometimes we're so busy trying to be successful or trying to make our children successful that we miss out on the simple joys and the pleasures of life and the things that God has put right before us. Once again, as the weather is getting warmer, could I encourage you to step outside on a clear night and begin to ponder the wonder of creation again by gazing upon the stars? Why don't you just try to count them? Just, do you really wonder at everything He's made? As spring approaches, once again, marvel at the beauty of God's handiwork. Things that were dead or looked dead, they come to life. It amazed me. I know all the blooms, maybe not every tree is bloomed, but as I watched the trees that are just all of a sudden, there was nothing there. And within days, that little green bud and now it's just full of leaves and just amazes me. Once again, maybe you ought to ponder the gift of your spouse, the gift of your children, the gift of your family, the gift of your friends. But most of all, I want you to really remember to ponder the incredible salvation and the work of God in your life. We're not called to be childish. That would be to act immature. But we are called to be childlike. Because the one who views life with trust, humility, and wonder like that of a child is the one who can see God, who can love God and know God and be a part of His kingdom. Deborah Belka writes this very simple poem, and she writes these words, "Give me faith like a child, without fear and doubt, where the Word of God can root, grow, and sprout. Give me an attitude that believes readily, where happiness and joy overflows steadily. Give me childlike faith, pure and simple, one that is steadfast, not unsure or fickle. Give me a mindset that to God is reachable, a mind that is open, hungry, and teachable. Give me a heart that is willing to obey, that humbly follows without going astray. Give me a soul that is calm and quiet, one that on God is always reliant. Give me faith like a child, innocent and sweet, eagerly anticipating the day when Jesus and I will meet." See, I believe Jesus is coming back, and I have put my faith in Jesus. The invitation today is simply come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. He will not cast you aside. In fact, the Bible teaches us if you're weary, you're tired, come to Him. He'll give you rest. I want you to know anyone can come to Jesus. No matter where you've been, what you've done, Jesus says, come to me. But you need to come to Him with childlike faith. Trust Him. Depend on Him. Be humble, but be in awe and wonder of Him. Would you bow your heads for just a moment? On this Mother's Day 2019, maybe this is a day that you've lost that simple childlike faith and you need to rededicate your life to Christ, or maybe for the very first time you need to say, I have that kind of faith and I do believe. And in this place today, balcony main floor, if you need to accept Christ today as your Lord, your Savior, simply believe in your heart that He died, He rose again, and confess Him as Lord, you'll be saved. If that's you this morning, would you just slip your hand up and you can put it right back down? I just want to pray with us today. If there's anyone, I'm just looking around. Never want to embarrass anybody, but just want to make sure that we have that opportunity. Amen. Let me just pray for you. Heavenly Father, I thank You that our trust in You can be so simple, and yet it's also so profound that You would redeem us and save us. And God, I just speak life over each and every one here today, that they would know You and know You more. Lord, we love You and we bless You in the name of Jesus. Amen. I want to close with a great hymn that I grew up with. It makes such a great declaration. And so I'm going to ask you to sing it with me this morning. I'm going to do it more in worship, but I just want you to lift it. It says, 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know the same. Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Sing this verse. I'm so glad, I'm so glad I learned to trust Him. Precious Jesus, Savior, friend, and I know that Thou art with me, will be with me Him, how I prove Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Once more, would you lift it with me, saying, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him and how I I've proved Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Just simple trust, childlike trust. Church, today is really kind of a great day as we celebrate moms and celebrate life. But I don't want to forget celebrating the life that Jesus gave to us, the trust and the confidence that I have in Him. And so I encourage you, just once again, fall in love with Jesus more and more. This little song says, how I've proved Him o'er and o'er. I'm sad to tell you and confess that, unfortunately, I wish I would have been perfect from the very moment I surrendered my life till this day. But there's times I've had to prove that trust over and over again, because I begin to get into my adult thinking. I get into my trying to figure it out. But church, we need to have faith like a child if we want to understand the kingdom. Keep it simple. Keep it simple for yourself. Keep it simple for others. Don't complicate it. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. As we close, and I'll close with prayer, would you just lift that with me one more time, saying, Jesus, Jesus, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Lord, we want to trust You more. Lord, keep our faith in You simple and childlike. God, thank You for this day. Lord, You formed us in the womb, and we celebrate that. But Lord, You gave us life as our moms delivered us into this world. Lord, I pray for Your watchfulness and Your protection over each and every one of us, that we might continue to know You more. In Jesus' name we give thanks. Amen.